Weiter in Shas and Daf Yud Gimel, picking up on Yud Gimel. So, in order to get back into the game over here, let's just understand a little bit what we're talking about over here. We're going back to Daf Beis and Beis in the Mishnah. I said the next case of Kitzad Potza Tzarasein, how is it that you're part of the Tzarasein? And the Mishnah spelled out the following case. We said that if you have, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, a bunch of brothers. And just for, you'll see why in a second why I'm doing this, let's say Shimon has a daughter and Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. Now, he marries a daughter, we'll call her daughter, and he also marries another woman named Sarah. Now Reuven dies, and now Sarah and daughter fall to Shimon, which is her father. So what happens? He can't do Yibam or Chalitza on his own daughter. So therefore, Sarah doesn't do it to it either. What happens if Levi, another brother, goes and marries Sarah, and now he has another wife named Shaniqua? So now Levi dies. So since Sarah was potter from doing Yibam to or Chalitza to Shimon, therefore, so does Shaniqua, and then it has to fall to another brother, or they both leave and they go off and they're out the hook. So that knocks off Tzara and Tzara's Tzara Seha, right? The Tzara of the Tzara. Now, Zok the Hayalige Gemara. Minani Miyadi, where do we know this from? Where do we learn out that this whole halacha happens? Rav Yehuda, Damarka, the Pasuk says, Litzror. The full Pasuk says, as we've seen a few times, Baruch Hashem, V'isha elachosah lo sikach Litzror. You can't take a woman and her sister in order to make Litzror, to make Tzara's, Legalo Servasa Aleh B'chayeha. And we say, what? Atar Ribsa Tzara's Harbe. It says Litzror is plural to include other people. And as opposed to saying Litzror, it says Litzror. Ravashi says, Savarahi, it's a Savara. Logic could dictate that this would be the case. Tzara, my time is here. Why is the Tzara going to be Aser? The Mukom Erva Kaima. Since the Tzara of the first woman who was an Erva is knocked out, now she stands in the place of the Erva itself. Tzara's Tzara Nami. Well, I guess again, the Mekom Erva Kaima, she was doing Yibam with the Erva. Now Tzara's Tzara Nami, the same halacha applies. Because Bimkom Erva Kaima, now she stands in place of the actual Erva. She like takes on that status of the Erva. And now it's like the Tzara's Tzara becomes like the Tzara of an Erva itself, and therefore they're off the hook. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. If the Erva ends up dying or they end up getting divorced, then the Tzara is mutter. Everything goes as planned. So says the Gemara of Afilu Kanas Lusolof Gerish. Don't think it means that there was never a time that they were actually tzaras, that they were co-wives. Rashi says, as Garshat Torah Seidim Mutar, says, Vafilu kines achiv es anachris ulubasof gerish. Even if, let's say, she's married to his niece, and then this guy married to his niece, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven, Shimon marries, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, and then he takes another woman also, and then he divorces Shimon's daughter. Even in such a case like that, they were actually tzaras before the divorce happened. The filahachi kshminan le liyabume kitigatani umesa bito nizkar shahol b'shal nefila lo havitzaras zulazu. At the time it actually came that Reuven dies, and now the tzara shtickel comes together. She's not actually a Tsaros Erva at that state. Uraminu, but it seems to have a price which goes against the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah which is going to come up a little bit later. The Flamid that goes against it. Shosha Achamir of three brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shnayim Mehem, Nisuim, Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And the third brother, Levi, is married to a Nachris, someone who's not related. Gerish Echad Mibale Achayos Ishto. Let's say Shimon divorces one of the sisters. After that, Levi, who's the third brother, Umesa Nosei Nachris, the one who married the woman is no Shaychis, he ends up dying. Ukansa Megarish. Shimon, the one who divorced the sister, ends up taking him, takes that wife, Umes, and then he dies without any kids. So now the wife that was Levi's wife, that became Shimon's wife, now falls to Reuven. Zohi Sha'amru, that is the case that it's talking about. She'em Mesu, Onus Garshu, Tzarasim Muteris, that if they end up dying or they end up getting divorced, that the Tzaras is going to be Mutter. Why? Because time of the Gerish, Kanis, because Shimon first divorced his wife, who was the sister of Reuven's wife, and only then married Levi's wife after Levi died. So now it ends up being that it's considered like a tsara, it's like a tsara that he already got divorced, even though because they didn't come at one time. Avalim kana, aval kana sechakach gerish lo. But if, let's say, Shimon were to go ahead and marry, if Shimon first married Levi's wife, because Levi died, and then he marries the almana, and then he would go and divorce his own wife, that would be a problem for Reuven to take Shimon's new wife, Levi's old wife, if Shimon ended up dying, because then it's considered they were at the same time. That's a problem. That goes against, that seems to go against what our Mishnah was saying. Rav Yirma says, Tavra, Taka is a good kasha. Rashi says that it's kasha and adoni, it's a problem, a brisa to the Mishnah. Me, Shoshanazu, Lo Shanazu, must be the person who taught the Mishnah, didn't teach this, one Mishnah, didn't teach the other Mishnah. I think I said brisa, it's a Mishnah, two different Mishnayas. So clearly, according to this, we're going to see difference in a minute, but these Mishnayos don't work together. Hi, Tana Sava Misama Pelis. Fascinatingly, what happens is like this, that our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, holds that when does Yibam come into play? Only once the husband dies, then everything sets in motion. And at that moment, if there's Tsaras Erva, then it's a problem. But if not, then there's no problem. And then, what do I mean by problem? Then there's no Yibam Chalitza. No, at the moment the guy gets married, that already starts the process. So if there is a tsaras erva that is together at any point in time that they're together, then it's already began. And therefore, if then he dies, even if the divorced erva, doesn't make a difference, the other one is going to be off the hook. Rava argues and says, nope, they are the same Tana. He says, le'olam chatanu, it's really only one person that's saying it. Vizu. The Ein Tzarich Lomer Zukatani. He set up that we tell you one thing, and we didn't really even have to tell you the other one. In other words, the first case is our Mishnah, when you have at one point in time, they were married at the same time, even if one of them divorced or died, and then the whole situation happened. In such a case, they would do Yibam Mechalitza. Ein Tzarich Lomer Zu, in the case where they were never even together at the same time, that it's going to be mutter to go ahead and do Yibam Mechalitza. By mutter, I mean chayev. In other words, it's not that you don't do Yibam Mechalitza. And finally, we have the last part of the Mishnah, which says, any girl that could have done Mion and didn't do Mion, then the Tzara does Chalitza and doesn't do Yibam. Now, we discussed this at length in yesterday's daf, and that is that a girl who is married on a Durabanadika level, when she is Kitana, let's say Yisoma, and either B'chayavi or not, and she ends up marrying somebody, the older brother marries off, or the mother marries off, and she's 10 years old or something like that. She marries some guy, Reuven, and then let's say Reuven ends up marrying another girl also, Shaniqua, and then Reuven ends up dying, so now they fall to Shimon, the brother. Now what ends up happening is that really the relationship between them, because she was a katana, was only Durabanan, and therefore she's only Chayav and Yibam midurabanan to the brother. But the other one, Shaniqua, she's Chayav midoraisa. But yet, still, what we say is that Shaniqua should do Chalitza. Now, on a doraisatika level, we know that Shaniqua has to do Yibam or Chalitza. But midurabanan, we said not to do that because this looks too much like Tzaris Erva, so therefore you don't do Yibam, and you do Chalitza because of Midaraisa, really she's chayav to do one of the two. So that's what we said, anyone who could have done it didn't do it. The Tzaris should do Chalitza. Frak the Gemara, what's the problem? V'timoy hashto, why don't you just do Mian right now, even after she ended up dying, the man ends up dying. Rashi says, V'timoy ne erva hashto v'tomer e efshi b'kidushin shekidushuni imi v'achila b'ayli. I never wanted this marriage that my mother or brother, older brother, married me off to this dead man. This dead guy, and let it be that it's knocked out of my frey. And then the Yavama, and the Tzara, ends up being the only wife, and let her just do Yibam. Let her do Yibam. What's going on over here? Why didn't we just do that? Let's say maybe this is a raya. The fact that it doesn't say to do this is supposed to be a raya for Voshia. Dam Rav Oshaya said, in a straight up case of where a girl is given over as a katana and she's given by her mother or her brother and she's given over to some guy. So you have Reuven, Sarah is given over to Reuven, And Roshai says, Mima enes lama amaro, she can do miyun from his mimer of enu menes zikaso. In other words, once when he's alive, you could do it veinu memes bezikaso, but not once he ends up dying and now she becomes a zika and yivama. She's not able to go and do it anymore. Is this a raya for him? Says Gemara, lo, not so. Saras erva shiny. We dealt with this a lot on yesterday's daf, but basically it's the same case where we're worried people are going to make a mistake over here. What are they going to do? They're going to think that even though Yechanami, the Tsaras Erva, if this girl were to go ahead and do Mion, she would be the only one left, and therefore she can go ahead and she could do Yibam Mechalitza. Since at this stage the guy died, they're going to think like, no, they're still married. And they don't really understand. They're going to make a mistake and say like, oh, Tsaras Erva is allowed to go ahead if we allow you to do this, even though she did Mion, and they're not going to really understand it. Because it looks like an actual full-fledged marriage, especially after she falls to Yibam. And they're going to think that you're allowed to go and do it in the regular case of Tzara Serva. And let's back it up. The Tani Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, like we saw yesterday also, Miyana Babal Muteres Laviv. If she does Miyan with her husband while he's still alive, then she's mutter to marry that man's father because it's Pukal Mafreya, the entire marriage. Miyana B'Yavam, but if she does it with the Yavam, in other words, her husband dies, the one that was Midarabanan took a husband that she was set up with, and then she falls to the brother, and she does Miyan on that, then Asur Laviv, she can't because it looks like a Kalos. So Alma, what do we see? Mishas Nefila Nirias Kekalos. At the time that she becomes a Yavam, this goes to the Yibam's game, it looks like a Kala, and even though Midarais, that's not the case, Midarabanan were worried. Hachanami, this case also. Mishas Nefila, the time that it falls into the case of Yavam, Nirias Ketzaras Bito, looks like the Tzaras Bito, looks like the, again, like it's going to be Tzaras Erva, and like we said yesterday, the case of, if this is the niece, Reuven and Shimon, and again, Reuven ends up marrying, or we'll say Shimon ends up marrying Reuven. I can't remember which way we went, but it's okay, it doesn't really matter. Reuven ends up marrying Shimon's daughter, and then Reuven ends up dying, so now falls to Shimon. She does Mian on her father. Even in such a case, it still looks like Tzaras Erva, and therefore we don't allow this to go through. So can't do Yibam, must do, the Tzaras Erva has to do Chalitza. Even though Midarai says it's fine, Midarabanan, it's a problem. Okay, period. Mazel tov for those who made it to this second Mishnah, Maseches Yevamos. Vayter. Zok the next Mishnah. We now go on to six other types of arayas, ervas, that are never even in the world of Yibam in the first place, and they become more chamur in a sense, but also it's more kal, because then if they end up having a tzara from another relationship, as we'll see in a second, then you wouldn't have a problem to be with that tzara. So, for example, let's say you have Yaakov. Let's think about it. Yaakov Avinu. He has a bunch of kids, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc. And we know that Reuven, Shimon, Levi can't be with Yaakov's wife, Rachel. That's their mother, right? So there's nothing to talk about. But if Yaakov divorced Rachel, or if Yaakov died, and then Rachel ended up marrying somebody else, and that somebody else has no shaykhis to them, and then that somebody else ends up marrying somebody else also. So let's say that somebody else is, David. And so their mother marries David, and David marries another woman named Leah. Don't confuse this, Rachel Leah marries, okay, whatever, it's Leah, they're not sisters. So then, if there's a divorce or whatever, what happens, it's not a problem called Tzaras Erva that they're not allowed to be with Leah. Okay, so let's spell it out. Sheish arayos chamurus may be a little more chamur than the cases that we have in our Mishnah, because the cases in our Mishnah, at least, there was some sort of relationship that could have been had amongst the brothers, meaning Reuven could have been married to someone that Shimon can't be married to, for example, Shimon's daughter. But at least Reuven could have been married to her. But Reuven couldn't be married to his own mother. That would never, ever happen. Right? So therefore, that's one example. Sheish arayos chamurus may be reparation of suus la'acherim tzaraseim mutarus. They can never be married to any of the brothers. They have to be married only to somebody else. Therefore, and the Tzarasein are going to be mutter. Imo, that's somebody's mother. Ve'eshes aviv, or his father's wife, even if it's not their mother. One can never be with their father's wife, and the brothers can't be with them either. Ve'achos aviv, or father's sister, their aunt. Achoso me aviv, or his own sister from his father. We know Yibam was only with your ach from aviv, so therefore it means if it's your sister from your father, it means it's your brother, sister, father also. The eshes achi aviv, the wife of the father's brother. Obviously, if she's married, but even if not, so if your uncle, from meaning your father's brother's wife, if the uncle dies or if they get divorced, you can't be with the woman. The eshes achiv me aviv, and your brother's wife. Now that's strange, but what's that case talking about? It's talking about if they had kids, right? So if my brother has kids with his wife, then my brother Bob, or Jack, as we say, I don't have a brother Jack again, but if I have a brother Jack and he's married and then he ends up dying and they had kids, then I can never be with her. But if any of these women end up marrying someone else, no shaykhis to me, and then they have, and then that man has a Michael, let's say, and that man Michael, or has another wife, and then they end up getting separate or whatever it is, then we're allowed to marry that other wife. It's not called Saras Erva. Now, comes like Beishameh, we've mentioned him in the past. We brought this up when we were talking about the whole shtickl between Rebbe and Levi, that Andaf Tess. Beishameh says that Matirin Atzaros L'Achim, he matirs all the cases we brought in our first Mishnah, that you're not allowed to, if any of the 15 Ervas, they don't pater the Tzaros from Yibam and Chalitza. Why? Rashi says, because he Tzaros Erva L'Isyabim, again, Beishameh Matirim Tzaros Erva L'Isyabim, L'Achiv D'Les L'Hu Hach Drosh L'Litzor. They don't have the Drosh of Litzor to ask them to go ahead and do Tzaros Yibam or Chalitza. However, our Mishnah that we saw, Ubis Hillel Osen, they ask her, that goes obviously according to our Mishnah, is going in that base is going according to Ubis Hillel. Beep, turn the page, you'd give them a base. Now, Chaltzu, let's say you have a Tzaros Erva that ends up doing Chalitza. Beishameh posel mekuna. He says it's possible to be with kahuna because we know a kohen is allowed to be with chalutza. However, Rashi says, why? Chalitza, so chalitza according to Beishameh. Because they're allowed to actually do chalitza, but they have to. Beisil omachshir, and they machshir. Why? They say he didn't do anything over here because you weren't allowed in the first place. Nisyabmu, if they end up doing yibum, then Beishameh machshirin. Beishameh say that it's kosher. Rashi says, osan lekohanim. Im nisalmu miyiv mehen. If they end up getting the yavam that they have a relationship with ends up dying, then they can go and they can be with kohanim now. Basila postal, basila say no puzzle. Says Rashi, shen nivalu lasor lehen vanivala lifsola aso zona vazona sur lakuna. She wasn't allowed to be with this guy, so if she considered like a zona, if she was like a zona, then that's just going to be a problem. She's not allowed to be with a kohen. Now, even though clearly Beisham Beisila held different things, Afa Bishayla Osir and Veila Matirin, even though we have Beisila that would Aser, the Tsaros, and Beishameh, the ones that they were Matir, Elu Posam Veila Machshirin, and some of them would end up becoming very puzzled because of that. Lo Nimnumu Beishameh Milisa Noshim Beishilel, Velo Beishilel and Beishameh. Beisila and Beishameh would still marry into each other's families. I'll explain this in 1 second. And Kol Ataris Artumos, Shahayu Elu Mitarin, Veila Mitam, and all the things that some Beisham would say are Tar and Beisil would say are Tame, or Beisham would say are Tame and Beisil would say are Tar, Osentaros Elu Al Gabi Elu, they wouldn't hold back from lending each other things. Rashi says, Elu Mashir and Klaim Leilu, they would lend things to each other. Now, what does this mean? Rashi says, Lo Nimnu Afo Pisha Bene Hatsar Shinis Yabna Kebishame Mamzerim Himgil Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, if it's a Tsaris Erva, ends up going ahead and marrying the brother, the kids end up being mamzerim. It's kurish. Rabbi Isser Eishas Ach Yaleim Beishas Ach Bekurish. Ubnei Arayos Shein Chay VeKrisus Mamzerim Him. They considered like a mamzerim, like we say in the Pirkan. We can see in Daf Yodad. Afilu Hachelo Nimnu Beis Hillel Milisa Noshim Beishame. They wouldn't hold back from marrying the people that were still. They would marry into the families of Beishame. Lefishayim Odiim Lehem Osam Habos. They would say which ones came from which relationships and which ones is a problem for you, which isn't for us. Same thing in terms of the Tomentari, the Machloksim, all of Shas, Bisham Visil, about what's considered Tar, what's considered Tameh. Nonetheless, they would go ahead, they would borrow from each other different Kalim, and they would just tell them beforehand what they did. They would tell them according to their own Shitas. Now, obviously, we know we hold like Beis Hillel, at least the first Mishnah, and it says that it's Tzaros Erva doesn't do Yibam or Chalitza. She's out. She's done. She doesn't have to do it. Beishameh argues on that. He doesn't agree with Litzer, as we saw before. Now, in fact, the Gemara, Amar Beishameh Pazi, my time with the Beishameh. What's Pshat and Beishameh that they don't hold of that which we understand from Litzer? They'll sieve, because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Siya Eishes Hamish HaChutza Lishzar. We saw this pasuk a few times already talking about Yibam. The pasuk, full pasuk is Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. When you have two brothers that are sitting together, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Umeis Echad Beham, one of them ends up dying, Uben Ein Lo, he has no kids. Let's say Reuven dies and he has a wife, Lo Sia Eishas HaMeis Achutza. Don't send out the wife to be with someone else, Leish Zar to someone else. Yavama Yavo Ola, but rather the brother should go and have a relationship with Lekacha Lo Leish of Yibma. Now, it's an interesting Lashon over here because it says, Lo Sia Eishas HaMeis Achutza Leish Zar. That word Achutza is what he darshens. He says, Chutza Mechal Deika Pnimis. The fact that it says Chutza, which means the outer one, That implies that there's a panimi, there's an inner one, and therefore, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the one that died. It has two wives that died. One of them who's an inner one, meaning related to the other, and another one who's unrelated, not related to him. From Rachman or Losia, that she shouldn't be for somebody else. It must be that the chutzah shouldn't be for someone else, but you do yibum or chalitza on her. So you see that the tsaras erva ends up doing yibum. And what are Beis Hillel going to do with that? How did they dash that? Beis Hillel, mi bayi luhu lichid the Rav Yehuda Amarav. They need to come to read the Amarav. The Amarav Yehuda Amarav, he explains, mi nayin, from where do we know? From where do we know? We're going to see this Gemara later on, apparently over here, a few times, four times in this Masechta. Mi nayin she'ein kidushin tovsim biyavama. How do you know that Kiddushin won't take hold with Yavama? Rashi says, Yavama shelo cholza, minayin miskacha lo shuk, that let's say that she's waiting to do Yibam, and some other person outside goes and marries her, she ain't Kiddushin tofsin, it's not tofis. Alphagav de chayvid lavin ba'alma tofsibu be Kiddushin, even though chayvid lavin, we know Kiddushin is tofsin, not according to Rabbi Kiva, but according to everyone else. How do we know that it doesn't apply over here? It's not going to even work. Shinemar Zaposik says, Lo Sihiya Eishas HaMeis Achutza Leish Zar. Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo Sehei Ba Havaya. Right, the Gemara says, sorry. Lo Sehei Ba Havaya Lazar. Means Eino Tofsin. It's not even Tofis. We have over here the Bach says, Lo Sehei Ba Havaya. Beshamai, Kanser Chlam, Tivis Lazar, Nimchak. Get rid of the word Lazar. So Lo Sehei Ba Havaya. There's no Havaya that takes place over here. It's not even Tofis altogether. That's how he learns from this. Ubishamai miksiv lachutz. Does the pasuk say lachutz, as in to go out? It says chutzah. No, chutzah means that it's the one that's the outer one. Therefore, that's how he still stays strong with his drasha. Ebisilo say, Ebisilo kevin dechsiv chutzah, keman dechsiv lachutz dami. If you have a prefix lamed or a suffix with the hey, it means the same thing. So you say achutza means go out, or lachutz means to go out. So it means the same thing. The Tanya is going to the Baisa, but the Chemia Omer, kol teva should tzricha lamed b'tchilasa, any teva, any word which is lamed in the beginning, hitullah, cause of hey b'sofa, the pasuk will end up putting a hey at the very end. V'tanad verbi shmal, kigon, for example, elim, Elima. When it talks about Elim, it says Elima to Elim. Machanaim, Machanoima. Mitzrayim, Mitzrayma. Dovlasayma. Yerushalayma. Midbara. We have all these different words. Instead of saying le this, we say oh at the very end of it. Now, Beishamai, where is he going to learn that the dinder of Yehuda Merav Minolu? How does he know this concept that if a person goes ahead and tries to go marry Yavama, that it's not going to work altogether because he's using the pasuk? So what does he learn it from? Mi Leish Zar Nafka. He learns it out from Ish Zar. Same pasuk, other words in the pasuk itself. Ubeis Hillel Nami, typically Mi Leish Zar. Why doesn't he learn it out from Leish Zar? And the Chinami says, well, you're right, Chutz Alamali, that is where he learns it from. So Chutz Alamali, Larabo Sarusa. Not only does Yibam come and take effect on a person when there's Nisuin done, but even if just Erisim was done, Rashi says, Larabo Sarusa, She'im Nisarmala, if she came in an Almana, hold on, if she became an Almana, Minha Erisin, then Svicha Liyibam Kinesua, Vichutza Mashmachitzona, Shalon Eskarba Dailabia, means like outside that she didn't yet do Bia, but she's still going to be Chayav V'idach. Where does Beishame learn out that principle? Mechutza Hachutza. He learns that from the fact that it says Hachutza. Could have just said Chutza. What's Hachutza? Including from the Erisin is included. V'idach and Beis Hillel doesn't darshan that. Chutza, chutza, lo mashmalei doesn't darshan that extra letter, hey. That was one way of understanding why Beis Shammai don't hold to the fact that Saris Erva is off the hook, but rather they're going to be Chayev. And we understand Beis Hillel says we have Litzor, Beis Shammai don't say that because we have a Chutza. Now Rava Amar, he says, time out to Beis Shammai, says the different reasons for why he says that Saris Erva is going to be Mutter. De'ein Isser Chal al Isser. we are understanding this to mean at this stage that what? That if Reuven, you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Rachel. Shimon's not married yet. He's single. Reuven marries Rachel. And then Shimon afterwards marries Leah, the sister of Rachel. Reuven dies. Now, Rachel, who's the first wife, does not become usher to Shimon. You know why? It doesn't become an isher v'chos ishto, since he was already usher because of Eshes Ach. So, what comes from that? Rachel's tzara is not going to be called tzaras erva. That's what we say. The ain isachal isser. When it was already in play. Now says the Gemara. Tena chichad the nasa meis v'acharkach nasa chai. Okay, that would work out in the case where, in our case, when Reuven was the mace, he got married first, and then afterwards, v'acharkach nasa chai. Then Shimon got married afterwards. So we already had Eshes Ach in play before Achos Isha. Then Loasi Isser Achos Isha Vechayal Isser Eshesach. You wouldn't have that come and fall onto the other one. Ella Nasa Chai Vechakach Nasa Meis. Let's say Shimon got married first to Leah, and only afterwards Reuven got married to Rachel. Now what happens is Achos Isha Kadim. It ends up happening that Achos Isha comes in before Eshesach. Kim de Loasi Isser Isha. The lo asi iser ishes ach v'chayel iser achos isha. Now we've a prat. Now it's havi lo tzaris erva shalobim ko mitzvah. Comes out in this case that we know that since the tzara of an erva is aser only when she comes to yibam with the erva, therefore Bishami would say now that she's going to be mutter, and then she so he matters this case. Whew. Okay, next part of the Mishnah we said is Choltzu Beishame Poslam. If they did Chalitza, the Beishame is going to Pasal. That means to say that if the Tzaris Erva, which according to Beis Hillel is nothing, it's off the hook for everything, but if they do Chalitza now, according to Beis Hillel, it means nothing, you didn't do anything. According to Beishame, then we have a problem. They can't be with Kohanim anymore because they're called Chalitza. So it's Gemara, Pshita, obviously. Beishame say that they're going to be Chayiv in one of the two, so therefore they're going to be Yachayv wanted to, so they do chalitza, then they're considered pasul to a kohen. Lafuki, this is coming. Lafuki to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri to come against Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Dharma, he wanted to say, above in the second limb of tzaros, let's say that all these type of tzaros, that what you do, sheyu choltzos for yusyamos, let them do chalitza, not yibam, so we don't come to any problem. Everybody agree, we'll just make one blanket rule, and one blanket law. Kamash Malan, the what? So in other words, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, what's going to come out? That the Tzaras Erva, even according to Beis Hillel, should do it, and then she wouldn't be allowed to marry a Kohen, because this would be something which now they're Abana, and they made a new institution that they have to do. Kamash Malan, the Beis Hillel Machshir, they disagree with this. They do not mask him to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. It didn't work out. And if you did it according to Beis Hillel, you did nothing. When it came to Beis Shammai, they would say you did something. Now the Gemara asks in the next line of the Mishnah, Nisyabnu Beisil Poslim, if these women at Tzaris Erva who are out and shouldn't do Yibam or Chalitza ended up doing Yibam or Chalitza, then what's going to happen? If they did Yibam, then Beishamai would say, you're totally fine, everything's great and wonderful. And Beisil says, that's a problem. That's going to make you mess you up as being a Zona. In fact, the Gemara, Hasu Lamali, why'd you have to say that? We could figure that from the previous statement, what they hold. I did the Tani Choltzu, Tani Nami Nisyabnu. I said, the Gemara, once we talk about the Chalitza, then we talked about Yibam, all we're doing is I did the tani. We didn't have to, but we did. One more quick piece that's going to start off an Indian that we're going to continue with Bezer Hashem and tomorrow's daf, but let's get it started. It's going to seem like random, but it's going to come into what we were just discussing. Tanan Hasami of the Mishnah found in Megillah and Daf Beis. Megillah Nikers be Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tesvav. Right? It says here be Chadasar B'Shneimasar B'Shloshasar Arbasar V'Chemishasar. That's when you read the Megillah, depending on where you're from. Lopachos L'Yosar. Not early, not later. Amalei Reish Lakash Rabbi Yochanan. Frek to Reish Lakash Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand. Ikri kan losis go to do. Shouldn't we call on this an iser of losis go to do? Losis go to do. It's interesting. We have a pasuk which says in Devarim Yudalad Aleph, Bana Matem L'Shem L'Kechem. Losis go to do. Losis do mekarcho b'neinechem l'meis. This is talking about a person passes away. You don't go ahead and you don't cut yourself and you don't make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead body. That's losis go to do. But losis go to do also, we understand it from a lashon of agudos, so making different groups for Klal Yisrael. I could have some people in Klai are reading the 11th, some on the 12th, some 13th, some 14th, some 15th. It asks us to do Los Iskodudu, Los Sasa Agudos Agudos. So how could this be? What's going on? Frektor Ishlak is Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochan says back, Hi, Los Iskodudu. Oh, well, first the Gemara just tries to understand what this means. Hi, Los Iskodudu, mi boy Lugufe. How could you, Los Iskodudu, to understand it to mean Agudos Agudos? We need it for itself in the Pasuk. It's not open to Darshan. Damakar, the Pasuk says, Los Sasu Chabura Alames. You can't make a Chabura. You can't wound yourself over a dead body. So why are you saying it comes to teach Agudos Agudos? Imke Limakar Lo Sigodidu. If all it meant to say that was not to cut yourself or something like that, then let's say Lo Sigodidu. My Lo Sigodidu. Shmamina Lahachiudasa. That's what it's coming for. Fractimar, hold on a second. Ve'ema Kuli Lahachiudasa. Why don't we say the whole thing is about this? It's only talking about Agudos Agudos. And let's flip it and say there's nothing to do with cutting oneself. And Cain of Sal, Lamakra, Lo Sagodu, Milo Sisgodu, Shmamina, Taiti, we're doing both things. You're not allowed to cause yourself a wound for somebody who passes away, and you're not allowed to go ahead, which is fascinating because this is Rav Chaim, Oy Vavoy, that the daf about Rav Chaim. In the funeral, you can't go ahead and do these type of things. Anyway, so we learn over here that you're not allowed to go ahead and both things. You can't make yourself agudos agudos. And back to the question, Rish Lakish says, Rav Yochanan, how could I have 11, 12, 13, 14, 15? So Amalei says, Ad kan lo shenisa. I understand. Why are you asking Akash over here? Why don't you ask the question on a different Mishnah in Pesachim? Malkam shenagul asas melacha barvi Pesachim ad chatzos osin. Malkam shenagul shalala sosin osin. A malkam, a place where they do melacha until chatzos. You're not allowed to work on the afternoon of Erev Pesach, but you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to work the day, like earlier in the day. So we find that there's some makam shenagul that they do melacha, and somewhere they don't do melacha. Why don't you ask the question over there? So Amalei says back to him, Amina lach ana isura. I'm talking about isurim, right? So we're going, we're saying that you're not allowed to read the 14th, people can read in the 15th can read in the 14th. Dama Rav Shemin Baraba Amar Rav Yochanan Lakayim es divrei es yimei apur ma'ila bizman nehem, to do it on their days of 14th and 14th, 15th on the 15th. There's manam harbe tiknu lehem chacham, and the chacham set up different times of when you do it. V'atamrit li minhaga, you're coming to me with the idea of a minhag of when they would work and they wouldn't work. This is no of a hasam lavi sura. This is a real comeback. What are you talking about? It's not an iser. But tonight we looked in the Mishnah. Unknown. Hey, balayla beishami osur and beishila matirin. At the nighttime, beishami aser to do work and beishila seder mutter. So this is actually halacha. It's not just minug. Amalei Rish Lakish is back. Hasam, you're not going to come to think people are making agudas agudas. You know why? Because the roa omer malacha who deleslim. When they see someone not working, they're not going to say because it's halacha you're not allowed to work. They're going to say the guy doesn't have any work. That's why he's not working. So not worried about los iskodu. So now he says, okay, so Rav Yochanan still comes back. He says, we know that Beishami say that a tzaris erva is allowed to be his mutter for the other brothers. Beisila osrim, they aser it. So why don't you ask the question over there? That's an answer of Los Iskodudu. It's clear halacha that one's going against the other. Beep, turn the page, you're dalad. So he says back to him, Misavret, Asu Beishami, Kedivarem. Beishaka says, come on, what? There's no Siskodudu there. You know why? Did you really think Beishami holds like their own opinions? They don't paskin like themselves. Lo Asu Beishami, Kedivarem. They never did like their words. They bow themselves to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that no, nothing doing tzaris erva. You don't do yibum or chalitza. So they're masking to them over there. Make sure certainly they weren't allowed to do any yibum over there. So therefore, I wouldn't have asked the question over there. Rabbi Yochanan Amr, Rabbi Yochanan is back. Asu v'asu. They most certainly did. They went according to their understanding. Therefore, why isn't it the problem Los Iskodudu here? Why are you asking about Megillah? You should ask over here. Okay, hate to leave you guys hanging, but this is where we're going to stop. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.